Welcome to Let's Talk Real Estate. I'm your host, Anna Olsisi, serial entrepreneur, passionate marketer, and owner at Segway Group at Keller Williams Realty, Gainesville. On the podcast, you will find valuable information about all things real estate, plus some fun stories told by a variety of guests. So if you like what you hear, then subscribe and invite any friends who you think may get some value from listening. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Let's Talk Real Estate. Today we are talking about the luxury market, specifically here in the Gainesville, Alachua County area. As you may know, that is one of my specialties, and I kind of combine it with the executive home market because in Gainesville, we don't have a robust number of homes over the $500,000 mark, but we have more than you might think, actually. And so the reason that I've combined it with executive homes, number one is because a lot of people from different parts of the country don't really consider a home that's anything under $1 million as a luxury property, which I tend to disagree with. And then also because we do have a lot of homes that are luxury-esque, if you will, and they tend to be around $350,000 to $500,000. So I don't want to not include them in my luxury discussion because you'd be surprised how beautiful some of these homes are in terms of the finishes and whatnot. I wanted to just dive in really because I specialize in relocation. I have a lot of conversations with people who are coming here from all around the country, and a lot of them are coming from places where, you know, they definitely have like uber ultra luxury properties in those specific places like San Francisco and New York, and even definitely places like Miami and whatnot. And so they don't quite understand that we also have properties that are phenomenal here, and they're almost like a bargain for them. When somebody tends to think of the Gainesville area, all they think about is the University of Florida, which is important for sure, but it's Gainesville's so much more than that. And so they really think about the University of Florida, student housing, and then the housing that's immediately around the university. And there are some stunning owner-occupied homes in that area. There also are some less stunning tenant/student/ beer pong on the lawn occupied kinds of houses around the university. And people who are here temporarily, and by temporarily, I mean like for a few hours interviewing or even just for a day, and I'm not able to actually see them while they're here and tour them around while they're here, they perceive Gainesville as being something that's a little bit older, a little bit more run down, and they really can't see past to the other neighborhoods that are way beyond the university in a variety of directions. And in these neighborhoods, you do find quite a bit of luxury homes. I mean, I'm even talking about way beyond the $500,000 mark. It's important to touch on that simply because there is that idea that you're not going to get that if you come here. Mostly what people are looking for in a luxury home are finishes, things like granite and wood floors. Sometimes they want special kind of roofing material like metal roofs. They want designer paint and gorgeous tile and backsplashes and pools. Really, that's what everybody tends to think is a luxury home. Again, if they're looking around the university, they tend to not really find that because we do have some beautiful properties. However, they're a little bit dated sometimes, or if they have been renovated, they don't quite look like the new construction, which is what somebody typically is thinking of when they mention all of these features, the granite and the big pools and this and that and the other. So I ran some stats just to see where we are in terms of homes that are over $500,000 in the Alachua County area. And in Alachua County, single family homes over $500,000 currently active make up 19% of the homes in Alachua County that are for sale total. So 19%, I don't know if it sounds significant to you or not. I consider it a pretty big percentage of the homes that, you know, that are for sale that fall in the over $500,000 price point. And in part, it's because this is taking into consideration homes, maybe even modular homes, and some student type housing, and then a lot of first time buyer types of housing. So when you're considering that nearly 20% of the houses for sale currently, single family home, like condos aren't even included in this, or townhomes. So that's a big part of that. I'd say that the majority of these, and that's just by what I was able to count, they tend to be new construction. And the reason for that is that we are at a little over a 2-month supply of existing inventory, which is incredibly low. If you think about it this way, if every house that is currently on the market that is a resale, if everything sells and nothing else is listed, we'd be out of houses to sell completely in a little bit over 2 months. And that's a huge deal. And the reason that it's a huge deal, other than it would be a huge deal regardless, but Gainesville's booming. Gainesville's growing exponentially all the time. I mean, even COVID really hasn't even done too much to slow us down. It put a little bit of a pause, if you will, on some of the recruiting. I'm lucky enough to be able to work with the university and several departments there and at the medical center and other companies here in town that do a considerable amount of recruiting. Over the summer, it was a little bit slow. And now in the fall, I mean, I've had about 7 or 8 different people come into town in the last couple of weeks. These people, of course, are not all moving here, but they are interviewing, and they all tend to ask me the exact same questions. I mean, what's the housing market like? What are the schools like? What's it like to live there? Is there anything to do? And the answer, of course, is absolutely positively yes. There's plenty to do. Life here is phenomenal. And because of that, I think the secret's out of the bag. For a long time, we stayed kind of on the smaller side. And everywhere you look now, there's development. New homes are being built in crazy amounts right now. I mean, we've got just around the area where I live, we've got about 8 subdivisions under construction. And these tend to be most of the ones that are under construction. Some of them start at 1 million. And some of them, probably like 700 would be like the bottom that you would get in some others. And if that isn't an indication that there is explosive growth from other parts of the country, then I don't know what is. So getting back to the stats. So I ran it for how many houses were over $500,000. Then I got curious and I wanted to know, well, how many of the homes that are active are over $700,000? And that came back with 58 homes. So I was like, that's a whole lot, actually, and because that's not even including stuff that's being constructed right now. And so I said, well, how about 900,000? And that's 31 homes. And then 1 million, and that's 27 homes. So there are 27 homes here that are currently listed for over $1 million. And that does not, like I said, take into account all the ones that are currently being built from scratch, custom homes. In many of these elite neighborhoods, they are well over $1 million. Again, that piqued my curiosity, and I thought, well, if that's the case, then how many have closed since January of this year? Because I thought, well, there's got to be a slowdown of some kind because, you know, this whole situation happened, and maybe people who were planning on moving here have decided not to. Or again, the recruitment season kind of slowed down. So anybody who's moving from some place that has a higher price point that would find something here that's a million, they would find that quite reasonable for a gigantic house. They may not be moving here. Well, I was wrong because there have been 15 homes over $1 million closed here since January of 2020. And 10 of them actually were, in fact, new construction. So that says that people are moving here, people are customizing their homes, and they're building gorgeous places in neighborhoods that are now becoming just more and more desirable as a result of that. Every now and then, I do have somebody coming into town who is looking for a product like this, and it's actually one of the most difficult products to find. In part, I would think, because someone at this price point who is moving to Gainesville not only has the idea that, of course, they're going to get much more bang for their buck than they would in, say, New York City or in San Francisco, but they also have the idea that they're going to get something that's exactly to their liking. And sometimes the existing homes that are over a million, well, they don't exactly have that. So they want to make it 100% their own. And that's what attributes to all this new construction. So lack of inventory, but also people wanting to definitely hone in on exactly what they desire and build a home of their dreams. That's actually a funny kind of segue, because I say people want to build the homes of their dreams. A lot of people come here kind of like I did back, you know, 20-something years ago, where I said I was only going to move back for a couple of years. And here I am 20-something years later. I get that from a lot of folks who do relocate over here for jobs or whatever. And they say, well, you know, we're not going to really stay all that long, but we definitely want to live comfortably. We want a nice house. A lot of people affiliated with the medical center and the university, they tend to get recruited to other places often. So the idea, of course, is that they're going to live very comfortably while they're here, but they're not going to live here forever. So they build their dream homes. And then as they go building it and becoming more acquainted with Gainesville and usually living in some sort of temporary housing while they're getting the house built, they just start to fall in love with this town and they end up building their absolute dream home that they end up staying in for a very, very long time, which I find fascinating and quite endearing because I love this town so very, very much. So now I'm going to kind of address, you know, what we have in terms of luxury and where it is. So I said, like, around the university, there isn't a lot going on in terms of new construction. There are, as I pointed out, several really beautiful homes that oftentimes do need a little bit of work. As you head north of the university, you can get a really beautiful home. A lot of these were built in the 90s, some in the 2000s. So they might need a little bit of work, but they certainly have the grandeur that one would expect in a home that's considered a luxury home. Lots of land and all the bells and whistles in terms of finishes, zoned for really good schools, and all the characteristics that when you see HGTV or something, for example, they would meet that criteria. If you go a little bit north and east of the university, you get some historic homes that are just absolutely delightful, and they have the charm of being close to the university and being close to downtown. And this particular neighborhood I'm referring to is near, it's called Duck Pond. They're luxury homes. They're all different, so you get a unique home and you get something that has a little bit of history attached to it. But for those who don't want a historic home, which it takes a special person to buy and love and maintain a historic home. And then if you also don't want to do a little bit of light renovation in a 1990s or early 2000s home, you can head out west. Now, the west side of Gainesville, that's the part that no one expects when they move here. There is a lot of people, if you do your research about the area, you know that there are lots of trees and there's lots of nature and we have springs and we have trails and we have this and that and the other. The west side really isn't like that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. In fact, I live out that way and I really do enjoy it. It is most definitely a more cosmopolitan, if you will, type of area. It doesn't have as many trees. It's walkable. There is a lot of walkability. It is zoned for A-rated schools. And there's just so much going on here that I don't know, you know, what's causing what, but there is a tremendous amount of development in this area. There is a tremendous amount of demand, and I think that that's why the development is happening. But because they're developing such beautiful neighborhoods, then there's even bigger demand. So it's of course, kind of a cycle there. And as a result, we're getting, you know, a lot of really, there can be great restaurants and shops. And again, it adds to that walkability. And then just south of here, somewhat south of the west side of town, where, by the way, there are just there is a plethora of very, very luxurious homes. Just kind of veering a little bit south and west and east of here is another area that's incredibly desirable and has been since the 80s. And it's because it's got a golf course and it has homes, well, it's got homes, I'm sure, well into the 2 million range or more, but you can also live there for a lot less. And the appeal there is you can feel like you're living in luxury even if you're not living in that $2 million home. A lot of the homes in that particular area have been renovated really, really nicely with just top-of-the-line appliances like Wolf and Viking and Thermador, and the top-of-the-line quartz and just the hand-scraped hardwood floors and whatnot. So all these features that you would see in the new construction, oftentimes the homes in that golf course community, it's called Hale, you would get that there as well. So there's that feeling where you can get something that is considered a luxury home in what is considered a luxurious, very desirable part of town. And then you're not paying the $1 million price at that point, but you probably are paying a little bit more than you think you would be paying in a town this size. And I guess that's okay if you're coming from other places because it's still a bargain. It's something to be aware of also. So so Gainesville really does have a lot more luxury living than you might expect. And if you are looking for something that's just top notch, you can sometimes find a needle in a haystack around the university itself, immediately around it. However, if you go just a little bit further out in almost, well, in all directions, really, you can very often find something quite stunning and unexpected for what people think Gainesville is. So definitely keep that in mind. If you are relocating over here, we do have a lot more luxury than you may imagine. And if you want to learn more, well, of course, I'm always happy to chat with you and tell you even more about the luxury market here, or as I call them, also the executive home market here. It's a step above first-time home buyer, but not necessarily a multi-million dollar house. How about that? That's how I'll define it. I'd love to talk to you about it. I'd love to help you learn more about the area and just have you fall in love with Gainesville just like I have. Thanks so much for listening today. If you like what you hear and want to learn more about real estate and hear the occasional funny story, then hit that subscribe button right now. And if you know of someone who'd benefit from listening, then tell them to subscribe too, or else they may feel a little left out. For questions, topic suggestions, or nice comments, send an email to anna@segwayre.com. We can also connect on Facebook at SegwayRE. Thanks for listening as we bring you a new way of doing real estate. Bye!